From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, fresh from an unofficial referendum meant to challenge Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition has called for a national shutdown Thursday. National Assembly Vice President Frederick Guevara appealed to the whole country to take part in a massive nonviolent protest, a civic strike, he said, as a mechanism of pressuring the government. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's vote, aimed at pressuring Mr. Maduro to call off the June 30 ballot. While falling oil prices have contributed to Venezuela's economic problems, the opposition blames the socialist policies of the Maduro government. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
It stands out over the last 50 years as one of the sharpest drops in standards of living in a country that hasn't experienced civil war or some type of other military conflict, where we've seen the standard of living drop dramatically. People are having a hard time getting access to food and basic health care.
President Donald Trump Monday hailed Sunday's vote as a stand for democracy against a bad leader who dreams of becoming a dictator. Mr. Trump warned of strong and swift economic sanctions if Mr. Maduro goes ahead with his own vote. The Venezuelan leader dismissed Sunday's vote as illegal and vowed to push ahead with his vote as the only way to pull the country out of its deep crisis. In Nigeria, at least 8 people were killed Monday when a female suicide bomber detonated explosives at a mosque in the northeast city of Maiduguri. Several others were wounded. 2 other female suicide bombers were killed in the city in separate incidents. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram has resorted to using girls to carry out such attacks. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake measuring 7.8 in magnitude on the Richter scale struck Monday off the east coast of Russia, prompting a brief tsunami warning. Meanwhile, another earthquake measuring 6.4 in magnitude rattled the Pacific coast of southern Peru, part of the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire. The United Arab Emirates Monday denied hacking Qatar's state news agency. Anwar Gargash is the UAE's foreign minister.
Of course not. Of course not. And I think already our embassy in Washington has put these denials in place. And I think this is a crisis. And there's a lot of rumors and a lot of false news and stories. And, this is going to die out. It's not true.
The Washington Post reported Sunday U.S. intelligence officials became aware last week the UAE orchestrated the hacking of Qatari government news and social media sites, posting quotes falsely attributed to the emir. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt have accused Qatar of supporting terrorism and gave Doha 13 demands after severing diplomatic ties. Doha rejected the demands and denies the accusation. Muslims appear to have heeded calls to avoid entering the Haram al-Sharif compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, after Israel installed metal detectors at entrances following last week's attack that killed 2 policemen. Muslim protesters demonstrated near the compound Monday, which was partially reopened to worshippers on Sunday. It includes the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. Mickey Rosenfeld, an Israeli police spokesman.
The Israeli police are continuing security measures in and around the area of the Temple Mount and the Old City in order to prevent any further incidents. The Temple Mount is open to visitors as of this morning, and security checks as well as the metal detectors are being implemented in the area to make sure that there are no suspicious individuals making their way inside the Temple Mount.
3 Israeli Arabs were killed in a shootout after killing the 2 officers. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab rebels fought their way deeper into the Islamic State-held Syrian city of Raqqa Monday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the main fighting is concentrated in the southwest neighborhood of Yarmouk and the central part near the Old City. Turkey Monday extended the country's post-coup attempt state of emergency for another 3 months, more than a year after dissident elements of the armed forces failed to overthrow the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Russian Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to lift a nationwide ban on the Jehovah's Witnesses. In April, the Russian Justice Ministry called for a halt to the religious group's activities, declaring it extremist. In Canada, military aircraft have been deployed to help firefighters battle wildfires in British Columbia that have forced some 40,000 from their homes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.